this issue, as was saying before, how to get treaty bodies' contribution in combating racism is very old. It has always been an issue. And I know that in recent resolutions, again, the Africa group, which was adopted by the Council, again mentioned that special mandate holders should all take this issue of racism or racial discrimination into consideration when they write their reports. Because it's cross-country, it's intersecting. It's not just the special rapporteur on racism who should be reporting on it. It affects women, it affects children, trafficking of children. This is specifically often children of other colors that are being trafficked for. I mean, we saw yesterday in the news the dramatic arrest of hundreds of people in a very major country on human parts being trafficked. What is over 100 very important people in one state being arrested on these kinds of horrible things. So we have been putting it in resolutions. You mentioned, for example, Professor, that it should be in front of the annual meetings of the chairs of committees and chair of special mandate holders. How do we make sure that it gets there? I mean, do we again have to ask for it in a resolution? Because, I mean, these kinds of issues, as it was brought up by you now, hopefully the OHCR takes note of these and find and the racism section of the OHCR put it on the agendas of these committees, for that it's part of the topics annually of the chairs of these special mandate holders, these annual meetings. I don't know, maybe the people from that section can respond whether or not they do actually put it on the agenda and ask what does each mandate holder do, whether or not they do keep it in mind when they do their country visits and all of these, because each mandate holder, the SR, you can only do about 2 a year, I think. Am I correct? Whilst it is such an intersecting problem that if each mandate holder does 2 country visits a year, can you imagine how many times the issue of racial discrimination can be looked at every single year and reported on in the council? So I do not know how we will can deal with that. Maybe the people who sit on those annual meetings could also help to make sure that this issue come before the committees. You also spoke of a study that should be done. Do you have any suggestions of who should do that study? I know that the advisory committee is looking for extra or new studies to be doing. Maybe that's something that could be put forward by a request during the upcoming resolution from Rhetoric to Reality in September, if you vocalize such a study and its scope, we could maybe consider putting it in and giving it, because I attended their meetings last week and they have concluded some studies, so of course they're always looking for new work. Maybe that is one, if you think they're the appropriate mechanism to be doing so. Maybe this committee could also then put it forward as the recommendations and it can then be included in the upcoming meeting. But it is important for us, I think, that this issue be taken up by all treaty bodies. It's not just CERT, that the other treaty bodies, whether it's women, trafficking, all of these things, take this issue of discrimination on migration, all of these issues, that this one always will affect their studies and that it be incorporated. So I agree with you on this. And we will support where we can. But for that, we need clear recommendations and requests as states, because we know, as you can see, people are all over the place currently in meetings. And for my apologies for not being here this morning, because I was in a meeting that started at 10 and finished at 1:30. So we cannot always be. So when we have clear recommendations from bodies like this and all other treaty bodies, we will always look to include those to operationalize them in relevant resolutions. Thank you.